I've got all the real fake news right here on the SVU After Show. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and happy May 4th. May the 4th be with you. It is time for the SVU After Show. Here on AfterBuzz TV, we are talking season 18, episode 17, real fake news. I am your host, E.L. Teagle. I'm joined by my dancing co-host, Lauren Salon.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I've been out a little bit, though I'm sure we've had some form of hiatus while I've been gone. But hey, guys,
no
Lauren Salon here. You can find me everywhere online at Lauren Salon, L-A-U-R-E-N-S-A-L-A-U-N. And I've got the live chat up.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I love your shirt.
Thank you. Y'all did not really like it before we went live.
I didn't like the neckline. Jesse is here also.
Hey, guys, hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
Boom.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Yael Teagle, as I said. We're talking real fake news. Mm. Overall, what are our thoughts on the episode?
You know,
yes.
I'll say I had a lot of notes here in the beginning. Like, I like it! Exclamation points! And, like, I was taking notes, but then also adding my commentary to my own notes. And there was a lot of hope in the beginning. And then it kind of like ended up in a standard SVU situation, which I need to just not think we're veering from the path ever. Why do I think that all the time?
You always go like, this is going to be amazing.
This is going to be something new.
Yeah.
And then it really isn't. But it was still, I liked it.
Okay. Jesse?
Overall, good episode. But again, I'm right there with Lauren. Like, I was like, oh my God, a car chase scene. Like, what?
Yeah, it's like conspiracy theory.
Oh my God, when we saw the heart shape ring, I was like, oh, this is about to get like deep, like Rescue Rangers deep. Like, I was just here for it. Like, and then it just, again, yep, it was like, oh, not this situation at all. Back to the random guy that we introduced back at the beginning. Like,
so good. I love you too.
I did like that the guy, like the congressman, wasn't, you know,
wasn't doing anything bad.
Yeah.
You said you did like that?
Yeah, because normally, like, the first person you see who's a part of the issue, like, they're for sure doing something sketchy. And I was like, oh, he just got killed in front of his kid.
Okay, way to jump to the end. We
everybody
haven't even
knows.
Warned everybody.
I mean,
yet. Oh, sorry, yeah.
Oh.
Girl. So
sorry,
before
you
we jump,
what we
I don't. I know. I shouldn't have. I apologize. We have a hotline for anyone who may need it. If
we
you
do.
Are in need of assistance, if you have been assaulted, we have a hotline. Lauren, what is it?
It is 1-800-656-HOPE. 1-800-656-HOPE. That's 4673, and it's for RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network.
Thank you, Lauren.
Welcome,
we are going to say terrible things. Lauren already has. I'm kidding. It wasn't that bad. We've said so much worse on this show.
Yeah.
So this is your
today.
Yeah. This is your content warning. If you have been in a situation and you can't handle this, turn it off.
Because you probably won't be able to get health insurance, but that'll be later.
We'll talk about that later. So, my thoughts. My expectations for this episode was real low. Like, really expecting...
I mean, do you ever really have high... I mean,
yes.
As like an SVU fan, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Super fan.
Yeah. I expect next week's to be great.
Okay.
I expected last week's to be great. It was pretty good.
See, YouTube TV, I couldn't...
Yeah. I expect this week's to be terrible, and the fact that it was fine is great news.
And it was all right.
Yeah, give it a 5.
It wasn't terrible.
A 6?
Out of?
10.
It was watchable.
I just thought we were going to go deeper into, like, the crazy fans of that site.
Yeah.
And it was going to, like, uncover, like, more...
Like a ring of
people. And then more conspiracy theory stuff. And then I was like, well, actually, but here, we found a real one instead. I'm like, come on, stay with where we were.
So I liked that it wasn't just the first story, that it wasn't just, there's a restaurant, and it's being said that there are kids being held against their will. They're trafficked girls. Oh, they're not. I thought that's where it was going, and I was like, oh, hell no. And then they were like, we found a real trafficking ring, and I went, yes, let's go with this. And then it concluded.
Yeah.
They, solved the crime.
I was into the I'm really into conspiracy theories. Sure. So like the whole like again with the heart on the logo, I was like, oh, this is good. When he opened up the door, I'm like, oh, this probably it's down in the ground. He's just tricking them.
So like, when they're in the coral dragon at the beginning, and Finn is like, and he's like, oh, it's behind that door. And he opens it in the closet, like the broom comes out, and he's like, it's a false wall. And he's like, it's real solid. I was like, fall through that wall.
Then back at the station, they're like, apparently there's a really deep basement. Like, this is strange because this place does not have a basement, and most New York spots do. I was like, okay, then we're on to something. And
they were like,
weren't. And it's like, no, it just doesn't. It's just a weird architect.
I would have loved if at the end, when they came back at the end, then there was, like,
they stumbled.
We should have been, you know, like, the guy who owns the restaurant was like, why don't we start trafficking women?
He's like, well, my restaurant's gone under. I can't. Yeah. Nobody wants to come in and eat. But
he starts with the guy's daughter. He's like, come on. He's like, take you to the back.
You must feel really fragile and hurting right now.
Aww.
See?
So we make terrible jokes, guys. So we start with Congressman Luke Bolton, who comes to the police and is like, they're saying I'm doing this thing. And then I love that our team assumes that he's innocent, and it is like, we're here to prove that he's innocent. What kind of team is that? What if he's not?
Right. And he was like he said, you think I'm stupid enough to hire you guys and I'm the one doing it? Yeah, I believe that would be a storyline.
No, I guess that's a good point. And then I'm like, yeah, we do, because that's how this show always works. That
would have been so funny.
Obviously. Yeah, I was like, oh, there, he said the line that clearly he is doing it.
It's like,
I was like, hey,
I've been doing
what?
This for 17 seasons.
You tricked me.
If you remember the episode with Martin Short where he's the psychic and the little girl's been taken, and it turns out that he took her, that's how he was psychic and knew where she was. I was like, it's like that. Like, that was a great episode. Man, old episodes.
That was a good one.
So we find this stupid website, Endless Truth.
Ugh. Definitely not The Onion.
Stupid. The whole, like, threat with Noah and baby Jesse. Like, I'm watching this with my roommate who does not watch SVU except for when I force him to. So daily. But he doesn't watch the whole story. So he's like, why don't they just show the guy pictures of them pregnant? And I was like, well, because Benson's baby actually was that of a trafficked girl. But Rollins, Rollins could be like, I was pregnant. I had this baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's proof of a man.
Well, but isn't that like, I mean, that's slander and like in some way probably a threat. Like that can't really have been legal either.
No, exactly. Especially towards like the head of a police department in the middle of an investigation.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was weird. So when we end up tracking down the real trafficking ring, and we have the sting, and we pick up the girl and the driver, and the driver is like, I pick her up and I drive her home. And I was like, great, why don't we just drive her home? Like, hello, why are we doing this? Like, she'll look at pictures. Why don't we drive her to where he drops her off and then walk with her?
Like, is this an ad for Google Street Maps? Like, why? And they did it for so long. Like,
I think my favorite part is that they were like, okay, we're going to go down one direction and then see. And we go down the direction. She goes, none of this looks familiar. We're going to keep going further. This isn't the right street.
No, but then all of a sudden she sees it.
Turn around.
And I love how she had to explain what a fudgy was in this moment. Like, it was really important.
Yeah. I was like, ew, I don't want to know. Like, I don't want to know what it is.
I think my favorite part is that she kept saying everything in Spanish and in English, but it was stuff that, like, that I think even if you don't know Spanish, I don't know Spanish, but I understood her. I didn't need her to say it in English as well.
She's just trying to be polite and helpful.
Yeah, but Benson speaks
just
Spanish.
Crack the code. She wanted
Benson
to crack the case.
Speaks Spanish.
It was more of an acting thing. She really wanted to like
show. Yeah, put it on a reel.
That's fair. I'll allow it. I now allow it. The other, speaking of acting, when they were in the courtroom with whoever that woman was who was not Barba.
That was the worst acting the show has ever had. Honestly, she was really, it was like reading a teleprompter, like, and actually, if you didn't know, like.
Let me explain this case to you.
Why is this a real important close to home?
But also, like, she explained, like, the case. Like,
to the judge.
The law says that we are allowed to do this because previous cases have dictated. I was like, girl, read your line faster. I don't know what is happening and why we're extending this scene.
No, but I felt like they did a lot of scene extending in this one for random reasons.
You mean like the fudgies?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Did you guys also get a little bit of Alex something from the website guy? He does all the conspiracy theories about like the Illuminati. Alex Jones. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
Okay. I don't, but then let me check if that's who's... Yes, so... I will explain in a minute where this case was.
But Alex Jones was involved in that?
Oh, no, that is the...
Yes, Alex Jones was absolutely involved.
Okay, because that's who this
guy... That's like the exact thing.
Yes, that's who they were trying to do.
Because it was... When he went and represented himself, I'm like, what kind of crazy man? And then I was just... Because I used to watch Alex Jones videos. I did.
Okay.
I wanted to go up to Sacramento and see the big owl. Okay. Sorry, this is just by myself.
I love it.
So the way the case ends is Benson threatens Duca, the guy who runs the Honest Truth or Endless Truth, which I was like,
can she do all that?
No, no.
Benson's really been bending the bar these past few episodes.
Yeah, she does not care.
He said last week when she ran. Did you see the one when she walks up to the girl at the other witness and was like? They're like tampering with the witness.
She tampers with the witness.
In the court. I'm like, wait a minute.
Benson does not give a hoot.
And this episode especially, she's like, baby Noah.
Yeah.
No, and Noah don't give a damn. Like, Noah has no emotion at all. Noah just be like, thanks, mama.
I'm sorry.
Creepy. Like, I'm with you now at this point.
Thank you.
Noah's creepy.
I never felt like they loved each other.
Yeah. It's cold.
I'm going to say something awful.
He's an adorable kid.
And I said it before in the episode where they were like, the rape gene. I was like, if that boy does not grow up to be a sociopath, I'm going to be real disappointed.
Like the little boy from Weeds. Did you ever watch
Yes.
Weeds? The youngest son. That's what he was.
Spoiler alert if you haven't gotten to the end of that show.
Oh, sorry.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. That show has been off the air.
I mean, you can watch the first season. You know where that's headed.
And then the way it all wraps up is the congressman decides, you know, this place, everyone thinks it's a underage trafficking ring, so I'm going to be alone with my daughter.
How House of Cards of you? Like, stop.
I'm sorry. No, sir. You bring her mother. You bring other people. You bring a co-ed group. You do not, as a grown man, take a little girl to a place that has been suspected of trafficking underage girls.
I did appreciate, like, the heart
that
went into that. You know, him being like,
I'm going to help this restaurant.
Yeah, I'm going to help you out, man.
Bring more people.
Yeah, like, have it be an actual thing, like an event or something.
Tweet. Yeah.
Not just, like, a date.
With your daughter.
Did the daughter not seem too affected?
No. She seemed real affected.
Really?
No, she was just kinda like, all we got was this.
It was like this the whole time.
We're judging everyone's acting.
We hate everybody today.
Wow. Get it together, guys.
Any final thoughts on the plot? Because we have lots more to talk about.
Let me see.
Okay. So I'm going to take this moment to thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you to everyone who's live in the chat with us. Thank you to everyone who's waited all week. We love the show. We ask you to do a very simple thing. Subscribe on iTunes. Rate and review if you like us. Give us 5 stars. If you don't like us, give us 4 stars. The other stars, they're still broken. Mm-hmm. I'm told them they should fix it.
Yeah,
they've
been trying to get on it. But
no one cares. So please rate and review. If you give us 4 stars because you don't like us, please comment what it is. I will do what?
Huh? Nothing.
Also, please comment and let us know what it is that you don't like.
Yeah.
Is it
because we won't change?
Yeah.
But we will appreciate reading it.
Especially if it has emojis. Lauren loves to do emoji faces, and there are no new reviews.
Yeah.
Wow.
So thanks, guys, for leaving us hanging. I really look forward to this segment of the show.
We should just say emojis that you should do.
Well, the most recent one was from Seishan.
Did it have a mustache, or you just mess it around? You know we're on camera?
Yeah, no,
people
I do.
People can see that.
Sorry.
Hippie Longstocking.
The most recent review is still from Seishan.
And what is it?
The title is just the fire emoji, five stars, and it says, lit show.
Show me the heart eyes ones. I like when you do the heart eyes.
What do I do with heart eyes? No, but not the hands. You guys, if you're listening, that doesn't make sense.
Did something with her eyes.
Yeah, so cute. Twinkled my eyes. Yeah.
They were real twinkling.
And hearts came out of them.
That was beautiful.
In her mind, she's a Snapchat
filter. This one is the one I do in real life the most. When the hands one. And then just the smile that does that. Like, that's what I do in real life.
Is that the big
while
smile
I'm
or
typing
is that
them.
The is that the
so, you know,
oval
here's the
smile.
Thing. Here's the thing. They when they did the emoji update, we used to have a like very parallel wide smile that had like neutral eyes, and then we had the really wide smile that had happy eyes, and I would always use the happy eyed one. But then they changed that one, went from to like a little too excited for me. Like it's a little too much of a smile. Like I want it to still be a little awkward but happy. Not
okay.
So, anyway.
Keep going. Important stuff, guys.
Yeah, you guys.
I just want to say that I was happy they finally got a green sick face, because I've wanted to use the green sick face emoji for years, and they finally have
and
one.
And the drool one? I rarely use that one, but it's good.
I just use the selfie.
I just love the eyes.
For the first time. Okay. That's enough of that. I want to tell you all the story that this was ripped from. This was ripped from the headlines.
Straight, like literally, very literally ripped from the headlines.
Yes. So I have not heard of this case, but apparently you have.
Who told me about this? My husband.
I believe it. So this was called Pizzagate. I will not get into why that's a stupid name. So it was a false conspiracy theory that claimed that DC's Comet Ping Pong is the nexus of a child trafficking ring run by Hillary Clinton's top advisors. And the story was, let's see. The Comet Ping Pong. Sorry, guys. I'm reading. Instead of a pizzeria, it was a Chinese restaurant. Instead of a presidential candidate, it was a congressman. And Endless Truth is InfoWars. Mm-hmm. And the blogger is a mashup of Alex Jones, who recently issued a public apology for his role promoting Pizzagate, and Mike Cernovich, who is another writer who promoted the false story of Pizzagate. So,
but we don't know who created the story originally,
because
they're just taking fault for sharing it and kind of promoting it.
I guess InfoWars started it, I think. And so the incident for Comet Ping Pong was a gunman claimed to self-investigate Pizzagate, entering the restaurant with a rifle. And
yeah, so like
gun.
Very similar stuff. Even down to the like cheese pizza, CP, child pornography. What's the code?
But on the show it was CB for Chinese broccoli for child bride.
So yeah, this one was very weird. Literally copy pasted.
Yeah, I absolutely love the like his when he was like being like, so it's this, and then the tail is the heart and the heart of the butterfly, and I was like, we learned about the heart and the butterfly in an episode last season or the season before, where this little girl was being threatened by this rumored like. Organization, like Illuminati type organization that child molesters are part of, and there's different symbols. There's like the heart with the butterfly with the heart wings means one thing, and there's a different like symbol
for each category.
It was very exciting that we learned this.
Now I want Chinese food.
Is this true?
Oh, I don't know if any of those are actually true, but in SVU world they are.
Yeah.
Love SVU. So that's the story of Pizzagate, a real thing.
And I do believe it is real, because I just learned about this whole other
symbol?
Chart. The symbol thing is real, because I learned about this whole other chart in the gay world about different types of fetishes. And some of them, I'm like, why are we including these on a chart? Like,
what do you mean?
Like symbols like, for the fetish?
We're going to need to.
I don't know any of the colors, like, in literally, because I just, like, looked at it and it freaked me out. But it was like, if you put a black square, if you wear like, or like,
oh, you didn't know any of this?
No.
How about like the color bandanas in your back pockets?
Yeah,
and where
never
it is?
Knew any of this.
Oh, depending on the color of your bandana and where it is stuff. In your backpack. No, but this is a very specific gay thing.
Yeah. And some of them
what?
Are like,
what
for
if
like
you accidentally
under 18...
put a bandana in your pocket?
Are you at a gay bar?
What if you are?
What if you are a man at a gay bar who accidentally did this very specific thing?
Oh my God, now I just realized I was with somebody last night and he had a red one wrapped around his.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
Tell us.
Now I have to.
I don't know what each of them mean, but that's absolutely a thing.
It's a crazy long list, yeah. too. And, like, look, it goes down to, like, children, like, into child porn, or, like, crazy things.
Gay bandanas.
Great.
Gay hanky codes.
That's what the handkerchiefs. Yeah. That's what they're...
Yeah.
Yo, okay, Miss Gay Weekly Roundtable. Wow. I don't know.
Sorry, in San Francisco, this is very much a thing.
There are so many different colors in this.
Anyway, back to
these
SVU.
Are vulgar.
Yeah. We do not shame people based on their fetishes.
I'm not. That's not shame.
She's
vulgar,
just vulgar
is a statement of.
It
fact.
Literally says navy blue fucker top.
Well, this show is now becoming explicit.
Dirty jockstrap.
We don't judge.
I'm not judging.
That face was a judgment.
A dirty jockstrap. That's dirty and. Stinky.
Some people are into things.
So I'm going to wear silver and maybe I'll get a celebrity boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
So Starfucker.
Oh, my
sorry.
Gosh.
Okay, again. I'm sorry. I'm
Jesse.
Like the worst, you guys. Sorry.
I apologize. This show is now for adults.
It's been. We gave you guys the number.
Okay.
Call.
Now back to SVU for the minor. Stop reading them. Minor things that we mentioned in this episode, aside from stupid babies. Finn is now a sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
Close it, Lauren.
I did. I'm back to the chat. Now they're just making fun of me.
Good. You deserve it. Finn is now a sergeant.
Warm. Yeah. Good thing I have all these holes in my shirt. Yay, Finn! And he got a new hairstyle.
Yeah, and he got a badass moment with the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, OG. OG coming out.
It's like, he never talks, he always gets like one line is that he got the gun scene.
I like, and in that scene though, when the guy's like, ah, you know, going nuts in there, and Finn's like, ugh, like he's just like is rolling his eyes and like, are you for real? Like, what is this guy doing? I did appreciate that.
So ridiculous, you two.
Us, all of a sudden, places the blame here.
Yes. Okay, I have real SVU news.
Okay.
Hit it.
Okay.
Nope.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Thank you. So if you did not hear, today the American Healthcare Act has happened. And why this is SVU related is because... if you are a rape survivor who has sought treatment for injuries, you can be denied health care now. So included in that, rape, postpartum depression, C-sections, and surviving domestic violence are now considered pre-existing
crazy
conditions. And that said, so if you are pregnant, domestically abused, raped, or sexually assaulted, that is now a pre-existing condition.
I was raped and
well,
now
but
I'm
does,
pregnant.
It still need, it's not done. It still needs to go through the Senate. Right.
Well,
but, I mean,
this is where
on.
We're headed.
Yeah, honestly.
If you've seen Handmaid's Tale, well, you should be as terrified as I am. Yep.
Nothing.
Okay.
We'll continue.
Yeah, no politics on this one.
Nope. I just wanted to let everyone know
because
that
is
it
something...
is relevant. Mm-hmm.
And
so
it just happened today, y'all.
It happened today. That said, we are currently still under previous plans. So if you have a plan,
honey,
take care of what you need to take care of now. Get what you need. That is the real SVU news. Yeah. On that note, shall I tell you what's going to happen in next week's episode?
Please do.
Yes, which you're super excited for, right?
I'm actually now, very excited.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so next week...
Sorry, I can't help it. I drummed
it
with them earlier.
I saw.
I'm going to see how them come up from the
adorable
bag.
Okay, so next week's episode is called Spellbound.
Ooh,
and our victim, almost our victim, there are no drugs and no alcohol in her system. Was she hypnotized? So it seems that she's hypnotized to be frozen and just take it.
So she's taken?
No, raped.
Oh.
Just take
it.
for her to just take it.
That's an interesting concept.
I like this idea.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously not the idea of raping somebody who's been hypnotized. I like an episode based on this.
Now it's sketching me out because I've been actually thinking about getting hypnotized to get my, for my nails because I bite my fingernails. Mm. But now I'm like, and then after I saw Get Out, I was like, and now
yeah,
after
so
this,
I haven't seen that. Like,
Hypnosis is scary.
Yeah, like the idea of it, and then with a stranger that you don't know, like
right. There's got to be trust.
Yeah, so this is an interesting.
I'm really excited to see what happens.
That's why you said you have high expectations.
Yes, and the problem is
they're gonna let you down.
Yeah,
so
I need to lower
it's
my.
It's not even gonna be about hypnosis.
It's gonna start with that and go in a whole different direction. I.
It's hanky codes.
Yeah,
these codes. I still have them up.
Stop it. I really like the idea of more Barisi. I think that'd be nice. We didn't get a Barisi moment.
Did they show he's coming back?
There's one specifically for cops.
Yes.
Sailors.
Girl, we're on SVU. This is not Gay Weekly Roundtable, which has 4 o'clock on Thursdays.
Can I bring this topic?
Spanky. Yeah,
absolutely.
To be the spank-y.
To be spanked.
Yes. If you, but it's the spanky.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what if spanker? No, I just like that word.
Like, if
fuchsia,
you were to bring,
if you
like,
wear a fuchsia one on your right pocket, you want to be spanked.
For SVU, or should we just call it a day?
I think it's going to gay hanky codes.
You
I
guys
think,
are such
I'm
jerks.
Just kidding. No, I'm Sorry. Excited to see it. I think that this is, again, we haven't heard a storyline. It's crazy. It's scary. But I'm here for it.
Thanks.
Oh, okay.
Are you, do you have an idea?
I think this is an exciting angle to take it because it's one of those, like, I mean, it's not the same thing as the twin situation, but it's one of those kind of weird, like, I feel like we're going to have some good conversation.
Was it this season that we had the one where he lied to sleep with them? Was that this season or last season?
Yes, I think so. It was recent.
Who knows,
it was
recent.
Right.
Somebody asked for the hanky codes. I just closed them because Yell yelled at me.
Guys, save it for another
show. Don't worry,
show.
History.
I think you can literally Google
it
gay
literally,
hanky codes.
If you put gay hanky codes, it's kind of like the first thing.
Also, I'm sure you can find them anywhere if you Google gay hanky codes.
And codes for Comic Cons.
Oh,
I love this.
No, I know who that is. I'll see you later this month. In London. Mm. Anyway,
have we ever had an international SVU at all? Like, where they've...
Yes, there was an episode where Stabler went to Prague because they were following this girl that was taken. There was an episode where there
Liv's
were the
never,
girls...
Though, right?
No, there were the girls who were in... that were models from France that came in. There was the Italian diplomat or something where he was like, I have immunity. Such good episodes. Thank you.
There you have it.
See, episodes. We need some, like, continuations of things. Like, I just need a bigger plot.
The fact that we had, like, we set up stories. I was rewatching older episodes from last season because I do that all the time. And there were the, like, Liv pouring herself glass of wine one where they were clearly setting something up. And I realized this season, I may have said this last week and I don't remember, we have a new showrunner this season, which is why all of the stories that were set up at the end of last season got dropped. It's because he probably went, no, we're going to go in this direction. Because we did set up the drinking problem. We did set up Barbara getting threatened, and none of that came to fruition.
Yeah. And it's all very, like, you know, episodic. We don't...
Right. The way SVU was way, way in the beginning. But without good stories.
Yeah, but not with much story, like, nothing to connect. Like, aside from, like, the babies happening, you could watch them out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Also, blah, babies.
Also, bleh.
Thank
Just
you.
Kidding. I'm joking.
I appreciate it, though.
I have no connection to what's her name's baby at all.
Jesse. I had to look up the baby's name. I had no idea.
Who?
Rollins' baby's name is a girl named Jesse.
Yeah.
Oh. Jesse. I thought you were saying to me, like, Jesse, I had to look it up. Like,
no.
Okay. Like...
No. Her name is Jesse.
Oh, Jesse.
Sorry, Jesse. Next week better be interesting. Also, we only have 21 episodes this season because they have confirmed they will not air the secret
That's
Trump
so
episode.
Dumb.
I also think.
So wait, here's my question with the Trump thing. So he said that if this gets released.
No. He had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
No, NBC pulled it.
But
period.
My thing is why? Like, if Lifetime can
why I drag mean, all if these. If you're people's... a little network compared to the president of the United States, no matter how much people are annoyed with him or hate him, like that's a stupid move.
So here's why it was going to stupid air. Move. It was going to air before the election, and then they thought it was not a good idea because it makes them seem biased mm-hmm. as a network. So they were going to air it after the election because of assumptions as to who would win. And when that didn't happen, they went, well, we can't air this now.
Right.
Mm. Well, it should be on the box set.
I say the same thing. Pretty... It should absolutely be released with the DVDs. More importantly, in 1 to 4 years, when he's gone, then they can air it. It's SVU. Everything's out of order. No one's going to notice it's from 5 years ago.
Honestly. Like, and changes shake the story up. Like, what was the one? Was it last week where they pulled from, like, 4 different headlines? Was that last week?
Yeah,
week
last week was Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes. Yeah, yeah.
You know? I was like, I watched last week's yesterday. And I don't remember it. Just now I do.
It was the Fox News. I mean, not Fox News.
Oops. Foxhole.
Foxhole. All right, next week, Spellbound Hypnosis. I really like the idea. I'm very excited to see it. I hope it's at least interesting. Last week's wasn't bad.
Yeah, they're all kind of like
meh.
Meh. Mediocre.
Everyone misses the Barba stuff, but somebody tweeted me last week because they were like, did you see the Barba look? And then they sent me a gif of it. And that episode was from, that clip was not from last week's episode. It was from a different episode. I definitely remember that look and it was not last week.
Is there news as to why he isn't in? Like, is he filming something else? Like, I mean, because no, I just thought today was.
Every once in a while.
So today was so that woman was just was so random.
Yeah, I miss Barba. I like
somebody tweeted to me that they made it seem like I was in favor of Barba Carisi happening, mm-hmm. which I've never said that.
No, I have
so
said
if
that.
You so please retract that tweet.
I was say like, that all the time.
I'm like, I didn't say that. I'm not in support of this.
You don't like Barisi?
No.
What is it's wrong so with you two? Unrealistic. We've already been over this.
Oh my god, thank god.
Even if they're
back.
Both gay or bi or whatever, they would not date each other.
Yes, at all. At
Barbara
all.
Would like take him shopping and like and mentor crazy. Him.
Which is why he looks so good right now in his stupid vests. Also, he's totally a 32A.
It was not.
Good times for those who were there for that.
All right. He was a 34 also.
Sorry.
Pretty sure.
34B, was it?
Yeah, 34B, because it was like the same. I could wear
it. Your size. Yeah. On that note, thank you all so much for joining us for the SVU After Show. Jesse, where can people keep up with you?
You guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Also, check out some of the other shows I'm doing over on the network. Sister Network, Black Hollywood Live. We do Reality Check on Sundays at 4 p.m. And this week, on Thursdays at 5.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I caught our faces on the playback in there. Lauren Salon, you guys can find me everywhere online at Lauren Salon, LaurenSalaun, especially on Instagram.
She's all over that Instagram.
All over that gram.
It's good.
Working on her fitness.
Yeah, she is. Fat booty. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. Especially, you can find me on Thursdays at 4-ish here on Gay Weekly Roundtable. And at the end of this month, if you are in London or the London area, go to London and see me at MCM London Comic Con. Say hello. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dun, dun.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.